Hi, once again, the Xers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, where we blow into town and tape all the radio stations for you to hear. Last month, Tony Simon profiled the AM side of the radio dial, and now it's time for the FMs in Fort Myers, Florida.
The FM band in Fort Myers begins at 88.7 with WAYJ. Way FM runs a contemporary Christian format.
Southwest Florida's Christian Hit Radio, 88.7 Way FM.
At 89.5, there's WSRX, a radio station that began its life as a rhythmic CHR on 91.5. We'll have more on that era later when we get to that frequency. Today, WSRX runs an adult contemporary Christian format.
WSRX with nothing but the best.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs the love for me, and I will open.
90.1 is the home of Florida Gulf Coast University's WGCU-FM. The station was originally run by Tampa's University of South Florida under the call letters WSFP-FM. When FGCU opened its doors, control of the station passed to the new university. WGCU-FM is co-owned with WGCU-TV and is the area's NPR affiliate.
Cal Jader and the date Soul Sauce, and a tune written by Mongo Santa Maria. That's a Latin jazz standard, if not a jazz standard, at least a Latin jazz standard. Afro Blue, the name of that one. Good stuff on this Jader compilation. And that brings us right up to the edge of it. Time to do that little pause thing where we let everybody know just who we are.
This is WGCU Fort Myers and WMKO Marco, a broadcast service of Florida Gulf Coast University. Your membership dollars come back to you every day in the programming you hear on this station. Call 1-888-314-9090 to become a member or renew your membership. And thanks to those who have given so generously.
Must be pledge time again. 90.9 finds us on WSOR, a Christian station which signed on in the 70s at 95.3 FM. In the late 80s, the 95.3 frequency was sold to commercial interests, and WSOR relocated to the non-commercial portion of the FM band. WSOR is owned by the Moody Bible Institute.
The Moody Bible Institute verse of the week is Habakkuk 3:19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, the Moody Bible Institute verse of the week.
Here's the Southwest Florida forecast. Partly cloudy this morning, lows in the low 70s. Later today, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of mainly afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs near 90. Tonight, a 20% chance of evening showers and thunderstorms, then partly cloudy, lows in the low 70s. This is WSOR. Naples, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Port Charlotte. Radio for the heart of Southwest Florida.
91.5 today is the home of Christian WJYO. However, the station's interesting period was from about 1989 to 1991, when it was home to rhythmic CHR WSRX, or 91.5 The Spark. The station was located inside of a teen club in Naples. While the station served as an extremely important training ground for future Southwest Florida radio personalities, there were rather bizarre moments during the station's existence. In 1991, I recall an instance when the station attempted a pledge drive. The only problem was, since most of the Spark's listeners were children with no real income of their own, most of the calls to the pledge drive were prank calls with bogus names and bogus donations. By 1991, WSRX would move to 89.5 and later abandon the Spark format, while the 91.5 frequency would find a more non-com traditional format, Christian. Today, 91.5 WJYO simulcasts with WBIY in nearby LaBelle, Florida. Here's what the station sounds like now.
Joining us here on this broadcast, we do so much appreciate it, friends. God bless you. I'm Woodrow Kroll. Have a good and godly day. For of what lasting value is a good day, if it's not also a godly day?
We'll be right back. Good news in word and song. WJYO WBIY.
WGCQ at 92.1 programs Southern Gospel.
You can depend on us when it comes to hearing the best in gospel music. We're High Country, Solid Gospel 92 GCQ.
It's WRQC. The station recently changed its city of license from LaBelle, Florida to Estero, Florida, which allowed the station to have a more competitive signal over the Fort Myers market. A change in format from country to real rock 92.5 took place at the same time. Here's what they sound like.
If it rocks, it's real rock 92.5. It's new or you have it. Take it. It's Pete and Sweet Days. My name is Fritz, and Road Rage 4 is going on Friday. Driving you to Godsmack. I've got your tickets. What's up?
Hey, what's the deal with those tickets? Like, is it supposed to be like an all ages thing or?
Like, totally. Like, yeah. Like,
Okay. I wanted to make sure before I called in and sounded like a dumbass.
Like, no, you don't, like, sound like that.
Well,
like,
right now I probably do.
Like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Okay, whatever.
Like, thanks for calling.
All right, talk to you later.
Like, all right, bye. You don't have to be any age to go to a damn concert. This is America, baby. Within an hour, I'll get you on Road Rage 4. We'll drive you to Godsmack, and one lucky person and their friend on Road Rage will sit in the front row at Godsmack, Deftones, and Puddle of Mud. Who's your concert connection, baby? It's like Real Rock 92.5, like you know. Foo Fighters on the way in Soundgarden.
The 93.5 frequency was best known in the 1980s for its Top 40 format, which served the Naples area. The station would undergo several format changes in the 90s, first to oldies, then to talk, then back to Top 40, and finally a change to WTLT, Light 93.5, and a power increase which allowed the station to cover both Naples and Fort Myers.
That's just right for the overnight. The new Light 93.5.
The 94.5 frequency was home to WCVU, a traditional beautiful music station which could be heard playing in many a store in the Southwest Florida area. Like many beautiful music stations, WCVU went soft adult contemporary in 1991. A few years later, there would be another change to classic rock, which it still is today. Here's what WARO or Aero 94.5 sounds like.
Morning moving with Bob and Tom on all rock and roll classics. Aero 94.5.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song.
At 95.3, it's WOLZ, Oldies 95.3.
hits of all time. Hi, it's Doug Shannon keeping you company. In for Jimmy Roberts this week in the eyes of the brothers, this old heart of mine, Oldies 95.
This next station began its life on 95.9 FM, but in the 80s was upgraded to a Class C on 96.1. At around the same time, the station's format changed from adult contemporary WLEQ Q96 to WRXK 96 K-Rock. K-Rock is the Fort Myers area's heritage classic rocker.
Classic rock that's killer. No filler.
You could read my mind.
Love the music. Definitely love the music.
Classic rock.
Classic rock.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
96.9 brings us to the legendary WINK Wink 96.9. This frequency was home to the area's leading top 40 station for much of the 1980s. In 1991, WINK-FM went adult contemporary and more recently has evolved into a hot adult contemporary station. Here's a sample.
It's like rain.
It life helps you out with that kick in the pants. Alanis Morissette there, isn't it ironic? While we wink at work with the best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today, and more of it on the way on Wink 96.9. Troy Tanner in for the vacationing David Alexander. And, of course, another more than 50-minute music hour all set to go. You'll hear from DePauw and Dave Matthews Band, Blessed Union of Souls, all coming up on Wink 96.9. Make sure your radio's on Wink 96.9 for the drive at 5 home, too, because, you know, we can take you from one door to the next, and then, you know, we might even be able to take you behind the green door if you wink at night. You and I'll do it again tomorrow morning at 9. Winking at work with free lunch and lots of great tunes to move it all along. I'm Randy Bachman. Have a good afternoon, and please be careful out there.
There's a unique part of the Naples experience that's as much a part of...
One of the latest formats which has appeared on the radio scene recently is the All-80s format. In Fort Myers, that format has a home on WYPT 97.7 The Point.
If there's one thing I could hope for all of you is that... I hope you have an opportunity to Wang Chung tonight. That comes from the heart. Mr. Sincerity speaks. 97 says the best I have to offer. Wang Chung tonight, everybody. Come on. You can do it. 97.7 The Point, the best of the 80s and more. Dean Tyler, 11:44 with those Proclaimers, 500 miles from you.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
At 98.5, there's Smooth Jazz WDRR, or The Dream. The station's construction was actually delayed when it was found that an eagle's nest was located right on the site where the tower was to be put up. Because of this environmental issue, the station was forced to change its city of license from Sanibel Island to San Carlos Park and find a new transmitter site. Here's a sample of The Dream.
Sail through your workday with Smooth Jazz. Dream 98.5.
FM Talk has a home in Naples, and that's on WGUF at 98.9 FM.
Naples Talk Radio, 98.9 FM, WGUF.
54 minutes after the hour on the Clark Howard Show, our number toll-free, 1-877-87-CLARK.
99.3 is the home of WJBX Fort Myers Beach. New Rock 99X is the market's home for modern rock and alternative music.
Lex and Terry in the morning.
Non-stop new rock.
All day.
99.3. WJBX. Fort Myers Beach, Naples, Cape Coral. Music Broadcast Group Station.
X.
New rock.
New rock.
99X.
.1 brings us to WKFF KISS 100. Yep, you guessed it. This station's owned by Clear Channel. Unlike other Clear Channel KISS clones, however, this station positions itself as less bubblegummy. Listen.
WKFF Port Charlotte, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Naples.
A Clear Channel communications station.
Okay, your little sister station sometimes plays Matchbox 20.
It's the song after it that sucks.
West Florida's hit music channel.
KISS 100.
At 101.1, a rarity in radio these days. Beautiful music. WAVV Wave 101 still plays easy listening favorites and continues to lead the pack in the ratings race.
Dino Kartsanakis from Wave 101 with a classic love medley. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll be updating AP Network News and a look at Southwest Florida weather. That wraps it up for me, Al Baxa. Have a good evening. I'll be back here again tomorrow at noon here on Wave 101.
If you have experienced irregular heartbeats known as atrial
fibrillation... At 101.9, it's WWGR, Gator Country. Oh, yeah.
Our call letters are WWGR. Our frequency is 101.9. Our name is Gator Country 101.9. Your home for 20 in a row.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding.
At 102.9, it's WJGO, a recent newcomer to the FM band, having signed on less than 2 years ago. Groovin' 102.9 plays groovin' oldies of the 70s and 80s.
Our caller,
WJGO.
Our frequency,
102.9.
Our mission,
to play the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s.
This is Groovin' 102.9 WJGO.
At 103.9, it's WXKB, B103.9. This station originally started on 103.9, later changed frequencies to 103.7, and then moved back to 103.9. B103.9 is Southwest Florida's Heritage CHR outlet.
The future of America is... The future of America is...
Today's hit music!
B103.9.
Of all the stations that have changed frequencies in the Fort Myers Naples area, none quite break the record like this next one. WSGL Naples was originally assigned 92.1. It later moved to 97.7, then to 103.1, and finally in 1999 to 104.7. Mix 104.7 programs a hot adult contemporary format.
Mix 104.7, the Gulf Coast's best mix in your home for 104 days of summer fun. It's Brian Savage in and on with the most music throughout your workday. Backstreet Boys, Donna Lou is coming up. Right now, this is Sugar Ray and Someday. Mix 104.7.
Someday, when my life has passed me by, I'll lay around and wonder.
And there's another beautiful music station in this market. WCVU Seaview 104.9 serves the Charlotte County area.
Ronnie Millsap, and there's no getting over me right here from Seaview 104.9 with your morning mayor, Charlie, that vagabond shoe guy. Well, you know, every morning at about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, we swing over to the offices of A.G. Edwards for a stock report, and we only hope that tomorrow's report will be a little bit more exciting than the ones we've been having for the past couple of days. So I guess what we need to say is upward and onward, Mr. Stock Market.
105.5 The Beat, WBTT, is Southwest Florida's home for hip-hop and R&B.
We love y'all.
Come on. This is
Southwest Florida's party station.
The all new
105.5 The Beat.
Yeah, I'll see you in a minute.
Not only does the Fort Myers Naples market still have two beautiful music stations, it also boasts another rarity, adult standards on FM. WJPT Silver 106 runs the satellite Music of Your Life service.
More favorites, Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, Nat King Cole, and Perry Como. They're all part of the Music of Your Life on Silver 106.3.
Fort Myers FM band comes to a close at 107.1, home of WCKT Cat Country 107.
Cat Country 107 FM is everywhere, from Buckingham to Estero. We've got you covered like the sun. Cat Country 107 FM.
Thanks once again, Tony, for all your help. It's been 30 years since I've been to Fort Myers, and from the radio side, I never would have recognized it. I have to admit, it's not a bad-sounding little market. If you'd like to send us radio from your hometown, we sure would appreciate it. My address, Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East in Marion, Ohio, zip 43302-9160. I'll be back here next month with more radio air checks. Now a non-musical segment of your audio cassette, Musings from the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
This is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. I've recently bought Seacrane's new FM transmitter, which comes in handy if you've got a stationary audio source, don't want to be tethered to it. It cost $80, but it is a very high-quality device. I found the range to be inadequate when I first bought it, but I called Seacrane as the manual suggests, and I'll just say that the range is now much better. The fidelity is great, and the stereo is good also. Some things that set this apart from others I've tried is that it has an output level control, which means you can modulate it up to the level of the other stations on the dial. And you can do this without it distorting. And you change the frequencies with an up and down buttons, which makes it easy and accurate. And the frequency doesn't drift down the dial as the battery weakens, which is also an improvement over their last model.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I have toyed with the idea of doing an overview of XM satellite radio and not really sure how to do it. I talked with Fred about it, and Fred suggested I do a market scope. I'm not so sure that that would be a good idea to cover over 100 channels. We have, in an average market, you do maybe 30 to 35 channels, stations, and we'd be doing this thing for 4 or 5 months if we did it that way on XM, and I think that's a little bit too long to devote to that particular service. So a couple things that came up in this April issue. Somebody mentioned that it is not available for the home. It is. I have an XM system. If somebody would like to contact me and would like to ask me questions, I would be more than free to talk with anyone about it. My phone number is area code 317-290-8365. That's area 317-290-8365. I am in and out quite a bit, but if you'll leave me a message on the voicemail with your phone number, I'll be more than happy to call you back. I do like the service. It does have its strengths and its drawbacks, but overall, I enjoy the service, and I enjoy the CD quality music. It is interesting on the market scope that one of the people that was featured as one of the DJs was Terry Young, and he is a DJ on XM6, which is all 60s rock and roll. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Hello, everybody. This is John Sherman, Elmira Heights, with DX Audio Service. I want to let you know that two of our radio stations, what we used to say WIQT, is now WWLZ. That is on 820 on the dial. It used to be 1000, but it got moved to 820 in 1986. Make a note of that. That's if you're not aware of that. And also that on 1000 on the dial, a station known as WLNL. WLNL is a religious station out of Horseheads, New York. Both of these stations are basically 5,000 watts daytime, and WLNL signs off about 7:30 at night and about 5 o'clock in the wintertime. And that WEHH, which was 1590, is now 1600 on the dial, gone up to 5,000 watts.
Hi, I'm going to give big news before it really breaks. What I mean by that is I understand it was in the Sun Sentinel today. Neil Rogers mentioned it. Incidentally, today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2002. It's a Thursday evening. Now the news. Number one. There was a little article in the Sun Sentinel claiming that Beasley Broadcasting is considering selling all of their radio stations to other markets. That's including, I guess, WQAM. That's one thing. Number two, my condolences go out to the Ernie Cooper family of Chatham, Massachusetts. In New York, Ernie was a very, very nice person. I knew him at many conventions. And he worked in Chatham, Massachusetts on a radio station, which was 92.1. He played march music on Saturday afternoon. He was a great DXer. And he was a very, very nice person, and we'll all miss him. Number three, we're having such a problem with pirate radio stations, including the fact that some of them are now actually blocking out the local stations, for example, at 100.3. And there was one station the other night that was on two frequencies, 91.7 and 90.1 Radio Touchadous. Fred, what can be done about this? Please let us know. I'll be at the convention, and I'm interested in being on WNRC. To answer Wayne Ryan's question, the Philadelphia Phillies now are on WPEN 950 in Philadelphia. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Gary Thorburn. As I take a look at the DX audio service tapes that I've accumulated, I see that I've been a DXAS member for about 9 months now. My radio club buddies here in the Boston area and longtime NRC members Bruce Conti and Mark Connolly encouraged me to join, and I'm really glad I did. What impresses me the most, I think, about the DXAS is the upbeat and professional way each issue is put together. I enjoy especially Mark Dernberger's features and Bruce's DXploits, but each issue is really a pleasure from start to finish, whether it's Bowker playing his crisp road trip IDs or Bruce challenging our ears with a weak signal from who knows where. Anyway, it's great to be part of a club of guys and some gals, I suppose, who enjoy a wide range of radio. So keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to the next issue.
This is Tim Hendel on a cordless phone, not in my own home. Anyway, I want to update you on the Nashville AM scene. The new station on 1200 is not simulcasting 1160 WAMB, the music of your life, though it was reported as doing so when it first came on. The programming is Spanish, perhaps the Spanish that was on 1430. I'm not sure of that. I haven't yet gotten an ID. The station is really, really weak. I can't get them in Huntsville sufficiently to listen to them, just to tell that they're there. On the other hand, the 1430 in Nashville now is National Public Radio on the AM side, so it's WPLN AM, and WPLN FM still exists. That station must have upgraded their facilities because I can get them in Huntsville, whereas I could not get them in Huntsville before when they were, I think, WMAK. Anyway, WPLN AM simulcasts some of the National Public Radio programs of the FM, but it also has some different programs. I'll be working on getting an ID for the Spanish station on 1200, but so far they haven't seemed to want to give an ID at the top of the hour. Regarding John Bowker's talk about the city of license on the May DX audio service, I understand everything that John said except for my first question, which I still have. Now, I understand that many times a station will apply for a license for a small town under the fraudulent guys that they're going to serve that small town, and as soon as they get going, they apply to change their city of license to the main city, which is what they wanted to serve all the time. However, I'm still confused as to why they do it the other way. In April, we had a station in Waco, Texas, applying to move its city of license to some place which I think was called Burleson. So why would a station that already has a license for a city want to serve a suburb? Is it because they want to reduce their power and they can't cover the whole city with that 5 millivolts per meter or whatever it is signal? Or if not, what's the reason for that?
This is Audrey Levine in New York City, just reporting that Power 105, the urban station I reported on a couple months ago, now has its own call letters of WWPR. At one time, we had Power 95, which was intermittent between the two times that it was WPLJ. It was probably back in the mid-80s. They used those call letters, too. But they disappeared, and now they resurfaced again at 105.1, Power 105. The Yankees are on CBS 880, and not being a sports fan, I know this because sometimes I tune in for the news and find the Yankee game on. I'm not sure where the Mets are, but they probably are on 770 or 660.
Hello, my fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I've just been to Meridian, Mississippi, and I have exciting news. Carl Fitzgerald, a longtime radio man down there, I have known him personally for 30 years, is in the process of writing a book called When Radio Was Real. It will be ready about March of next year, and I'm going to help him promote it through our club. About the baseball broadcasts, the New York teams, the Mets are still on 660 WFAN. The Yankees went to 880 WCBS from WABC, and I found out that Michael Kay is still with them on that YES cable network. I also want to report that starting in June, CFRN Edmonton 1260 will join the team, Canada's All Sports Radio Network.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Connie Diaz calling from Omaha, Nebraska. And I would like to mention that we have something very interesting going on here in radio. We have our AM station, 1420 KBBX, which is a Spanish language station, is now going to simulcast on FM. By the way, today is May 9th. That will happen starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And it'll be on 97.7 FM. And I am sure there will be a lot of people in the Hispanic community that will be very happy to have this new addition.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to answer Tim Hendel's question, well, you know something? I think you've stumped the editors here. I'm trying to think of a legitimate reason that somebody would want to move from a larger city to a smaller city, in particular, like the station up in Westland, Michigan, that moved to several different communities in that area. However, the transmitter site has really not changed. The only thing I can think of is that they're moving the city of license as a criteria for meeting maximum signal strength over a municipality. But I'll let the other editors like Jerry Starr and John Bowker kind of chip in. Right now, here's Ken with a look at some sports and also some other information. Ken?
Hello again, DXers, on the May edition of the DX Audio Service. And I have got news from Chicagoland. I want to get into it quickly due to time. Locally, 1480 WSPY West Suburban Geneva XWFXW returned to the air Saturday, May 23rd, doing kind of like a pop middle of road format, equal to 107.1 out of Plano. They're doing temporary 100 watts. 1580 WKKD out in Aurora, which is a very low-watted directional station, and has been simulcasting on 95.9 WERV for a while, an 80s music outlet. Anyway, Covis Communications out of Evanston, which owns Spanish formatted WONX, bought them recently, and now they're simulcasting 1590 Spanish on 1580, which is kind of interesting. WONX at 1,000 watts has a better signal even here than in Aurora, which is around 25 miles northwest of me. So there's two frequencies I won't be listening to anyway. Continuing, I have an obituary here, my friends. Art Roberts, known for his Chicago hip uncle for his work on AM radio in the 1960s and 70s, and to teenagers of that time, he was a godsend for bringing them the rock and roll stars they craved. Mr. Roberts, at 70, a longtime radio disc jockey in WLS 890, died Wednesday, March 6th in Reno, Nevada after a stroke. He was one of seven young star disc jockeys hired by WLS to bring rock to Chicago, and because there were so few FM stations at the time, WLS, which has since gone to a talk format, reached far beyond Illinois, making it one of the most dominant stations in the country. Mr. Roberts started in the early afternoon slot, then took over the popular 9 p.m. to midnight slot from Dick Biondi. Along with spinning the most popular music of the day, Mr. Roberts was known for telling bedtime stories about the, quote, head that ain't got no body, unquote, and creating fictional characters like Hootie Saperticker, who wanted to go through life doing nothing. Mr. Roberts later worked at Chicago's WKQX-FM. Colleague Pat Martin, who hired Mr. Roberts to work at a station in Milwaukee in the 1980s, he was a creative genius. He was kind of an Andy Rooney, but with a soul spin. He could take something as simple as a cheeseburger and do something creative with it. Mr. Roberts grew up in New York, a part of our country that never knew the pleasures that derived from passe picante sauce, according to his biography on his webpage, which is, my friends, www.artroberts.com. Have fun with it. He graduated from Southeastern Louisiana University and started working in radio soon after he began in Atlanta, Texas. That's right. His career in radio and media consulting took him and his family all over the country with stops in Texas, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and San Antonio. Most recently, he was running a consulting business in Nevada. But it was his work in Chicago that made him well known, especially among teenagers at the time. Bob Surratt, one of those young people who later had his own show on WLS and is now on WCKG 105.9 Saturdays at noon with a comedy program for an hour, remembered Mr. Roberts' participation in the teen guest segment. That's when teens could come down to the Michigan Avenue station and watch a program. It was so popular the station had to hire ushers to control the crowd, he said. He was loved because he talked. He didn't announce. He says, what's the difference with that, Fred? You tell us. Anyway, many of those long grown-up teens have written to Mr. Roberts on his webpage, recalling their youth and the role he played. Mr. Roberts loved his fans right back. He once said, teens are great, but they're not allowed to accept as much responsibility as they're capable of. I'd like to give them the chance to take on that responsibility. Finishing, survivors include his wife, Bobby, his sons Robert and Wayne, daughters Cheryl, Pamela, and Darlene, 10 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Okay, now it's into Major League Baseball, which is the main focus of my column here, so let me do what I can here. My sources were the Internet, the Sporting News Baseball Preview, and the Baseball America Directory. And the broadcasting issue, which doesn't come out till later this week, I'm past the... we'll come past deadline, so the heck with it. So here we go, friends, in the American League. The Anaheim Angels on 570 KLAC. Announcers are unavailable in Spanish 1090 XPRS, as I learned elsewhere, Mario and Pemba. TV is Channel 9 KCAL. Baltimore Orioles 1090 WBAL with Jim Hunter, Fred Manfred, and Chuck Thompson. TV, WJZ, and WNUV-TV. I think there's three stations out there anyway doing it, plus one in Washington. Boston Red Sox, English 850, WEEI, Joe Castiglione and Jerry Trupiano. And in Spanish, I've heard 1360, WLYN doing the games. And Channel 25, WFXT will do theirs too. Chicago White Sox, 1000, WMVP, ESPN Flagship Radio, with John Rooney and Ed Farmer, and television is Channel 9 WGN, Channel 26 WCIU. Cleveland Indians, 1100 WTAM, with Tom Hamilton, Mike Keegan, and Matt Underwood. And Fox Sports Net Cable only. Detroit Tigers on 1270 WXYT with Ernie Harwell, Jim Price, and Dan Dickerson. This is Ernie's last year at 84 years old. Enjoy him while you can. There's also a book at the bookstores on his career, which I've seen. Flagship is Channel 50 WKBD. Kansas City Royals, 980 KMBZ with Ryan Lefebvre and Denny Matthews. Television is Channel 9 KMBC and 29 KCWE. Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCO with John Gordon and Dan Gladden. I thought I heard an ad somewhere with Herb Carneal on there, but he's not listed. And television is unavailable. New York Yankees, 880 WCBS, which I can't hardly hear at my location, with John Sterling and Charlie Steiner. Television is Channel 2 WCBS. Oakland Athletics, 610, moved to KFRC. Bill King, Ray Fossey, Ken Korak. One source told me Spanish, 1370 KZSF. TV is, I think, 36 KICU. Seattle Mariners on 710 KIRO, Ron Fairley, Dave Henderson, Dave Niehaus, Rick Riz, Dave Valley. They split them up with them in Channel 7 television there anyway. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 970 WFLA, Paul Olden, Charlie Slows. TV is Channel 10 WTSP and 32 WMOR. Texas Rangers, 1080 KRLD, Eric Nadel, Vince Contronio, and in Spanish, 1270 KESS. Television, KDFI and KDFW-TV. Toronto Blue Jays, 1050, The Team, CHUM, with Tom Cheek and Jerry Holworth, and CBC-TV. Next to the National League, finish this tape up. Arizona Diamondbacks, 620 KTAR, with Rod Allen, Tom Brenneman, Jeff Munn, in Spanish, 1400 KSUN with Freddie Morales and Richard Sands. TV, English, Channel 3 KTVK, Spanish, 64 KDR. Atlanta, 750 WSB, Skip Carey, Don Sutton, Joe Simpson, Pete Van Weeren, and TV is Channel 17 WTBS. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN with Pat Hughes and Ron Santo, and TV, Channel 9 WGN and 26 WCIU. Cincinnati Reds, 700 WLW, veterans Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxhall, no free television. Colorado Rockies, 850 KOA with Wayne Hagan and Jeff Kingery. What the internet told me, 1150 KDUV, but I've seen it nowhere else. TV is Channel 2, KWGN. Florida Marlins, 560 WQAM in English, John Scambi, Dave Van Horn. Spanish, 1140 WQBA with Fila Ramirez, Angel Rodriguez. Television, 69 WAMI. Houston Astros in English, 740 KTRH, Alan Ashby and Milo Hamilton. Spanish, 980 KRTX, Francisco Ruiz, Alex Trevino, television KNWS. Los Angeles Dodgers in English, 1150 KXTA, Vin Scully, Rick Monday, and Ross Porter. Spanish, 1330 KWKW, Jaime Harin and Pepe Ingas. TV, Channel 13 KCOP. Milwaukee, 620 WTMJ, Bob Uecker and Jim Powell. TV, Channel 24 WCGV. Montreal, maybe their last year. 990 CKGM, The Calls, Elliot Price and Terry Haig. French, 730 CKAC, Jacques Doucette, Mark Griffin, Claude Raymond, and TSN in French only. New York Mets, 660 WFAN, Gary Cohen, Ed Coleman, Bob Murphy, Ted Robinson. TV, 11 WPAX TV. Philadelphia Phillies, most of us can't hear them anymore because they moved from 1210 to 950. Have read no reason for it either. Larry Anderson, Scott Graham, Harry Callis, and Chris Wheeler, unless you can hear them on an affiliate somewhere outside, and Channel 57 WPSG-TV. Pittsburgh, home of the last year's convention, 1020 KDKA, Steve Blass, Greg Brown, Lanny Fratteri, and Bob Walk. And I did read that WCWB Channel 22 will be their TV outlet. St. Louis Cardinals, 1120 KMOX, Jack Buck, Mike Shannon, Joel Myers listed only, and Channel 11 KPLR TV. San Diego Padres, English, 600 KOGO, Jerry Coleman and Ted Leitner. Spanish, internet only, told me 1040 KURS. San Francisco Giants, final team, thank you. 680 KNBR, Mike Kruko, Dwayne Kuiper, John Miller, and Lon Simmons. Television, was that Channel 2? KTVU. And that is it.
Thanks, Ken, for your report. And believe me, your efforts are really appreciated here at the DX Audio Service. Both myself and the members appreciate all the information that you're bringing to us here on the DX Audio Service. And that just about wraps up our edition of the DX Audio Service for June 2002. As most of you know, I've been busier than the Dickens, both at home and my company has been sending me around to do different projects and such. If you have a chance to get in touch with me, you're a lucky person. But if you don't have a chance to get in touch with me, you might want to try writing to me in a card or a letter or an email, and you can get in touch a lot quicker probably that way than on the phone. But that's it. That's all. If you're listening very carefully, you hear a northbound CSX coming closer and closer, getting ready to run through our town, and it will drown me out, believe me. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.